What's up, guys? I'm back. It has been a long time once again. I'm actually driving. I just got off work. Here in the past few months, since I haven't made a podcast, I've actually received a nice promotion at my company and have been operating as a manager now. So I usually work 11 to 12 hour shifts. I drive an hour, I commute an hour to work and an hour from work. So I have a little bit of time to explain my, and I know what you guys are thinking is, well, how is he working out? What's his diet like now? And, you know, how is it affecting him? So those are all really good questions. And I don't know how long this podcast is going to be, but I do plan on addressing all of those questions and what I've been doing. So after receiving the promotion, I had been working out frequently. I was about 255. My body really likes to stay around 245 no matter how hard I diet, no matter how much cardio I do. So since I received my promotion about 7 weeks ago, I have actually been doing intermittent fasting. And hold on, I got a fly in here. Let's see if I can get this fly out of here. Maybe. It's going to get really loud for about 10 seconds. Let's see if I can get him out of here. All right. And, oh, there's a bag. And, oops, about to go out. Roll up. Now. Okay. Anyway, okay, so we're a minute and 30 seconds in, and a flipping fly was annoying me, so we had to go there. Anyway, okay, so where am I at? What's going on? So I actually started doing intermittent fasting. Anytime I'm low on time, and I work a lot, so, and I'm working, you know, 55, 60 hours a week, so I have plenty of time, that I spend at work, and I'm busy, and I'm not thinking about food. So I started doing intermittent fasting, and I immediately started with the Warrior Diet, which is one meal a day, which I do not recommend. That is not what I would recommend. And I'm not being braggadocious in any way, but I have a very strong will. I can usually go, I don't break my fast till about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and I eat till about 8, and then that's pretty much it. So I know what you're thinking, that's completely insane. A lot of people do think it's insane. It's actually one of the best diets you can be on, and the reason being is because your body has time to, it's not focused on absorbing nutrients, it's not focused on, you know, moving blood to the intestines to absorb nutrients or anything like that. Your body actually has time to heal itself, and your brain releases a chemical, don't quote me on this, but I want to say it's like DMT or something like that. Not DMT, which is a hallucinogenic drug, but it's like, or maybe DMTF or something like that. And it's a chemical that is only released when you're in a fasted state. So when you're in a fasted state, your body is allowed to heal itself. It's actually really good for, you know, cancer patients or fighting cancer. Your body was not made to eat all the time. Three square meals is one of the biggest lies that was ever released. You know, or six small meals or 10 really small meals, however you want to put it. You know, your metabolism is your metabolism. Now, one thing that fasting does is it does slow down your metabolism. And people who do it for long periods of time are like, oh, you're going to permanently damage your metabolism. You're going to do so much damage to your thyroid or anything of that sort. And those are all myths. Nothing has been proven. I'm a statistical guy. I like to know the facts. I like to know there's numbers behind it. There has to be proof in the pudding, so to speak. So you can come at me all day with all kinds of stuff, but there's statistical backing fasting. So one thing that I've noticed as soon as I started was I was freaking starving. Oh my gosh, y'all, it was insane. So I would get around 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, your body gets on the rhythm, and that, dude, those hunger pangs would just hit me so hard, and I'd be having a pretty large meal about that time. So I skipped it. Just like, you know, I was fasting until about 4 or 5 in the afternoon, you know. I'm not going to tell you quite what I'm breaking my fast with yet, but we'll get to that. So, breaking my fast, and then, you know, I'd be feeling drugged down. After you break your fast, you know, your body's like, oh, crap, you know. I've got to do so much in so little time. So your body actually becomes more acute and sensitive, which you become more insulin sensitive to carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, because your body has had such a time without them, and you burn so much glycogen and stored energy and stored fat, that your body goes in and is like, and absorbs it all, sucks it all up, fills your muscles back up, you know, and fills your glycogen stores back up, and then whatever's left does get stored. Now, given you are in a, you're actually five times more ketogenic while fasted, which I've already talked about on these podcasts. Oh, shout out to Nick Nutter, by the way, for a favorite of the podcast. Really appreciate you, man. And also shout out to Celeb. You guys go check him out at S0LEB. That's his Twitter. Check him out at Instagram. It's the same thing. Check out his YouTube page, Second Opinion Pro. He does a lot of gaming stuff. I don't know if anybody's into gaming on this YouTube, on this Anchor channel. But he does some really awesome content, so make sure to go check that out. But anyway, so number two thing I've noticed on fasting when I first started was that I would actually break my fast and I would eat an insane amount of food. So I'm talking when I first started, I would have, it's almost hard to explain, but I was craving carbs during the day. I could almost taste pasta during the day. As I got closer to breaking my fast, I would notice that, oh my gosh, you know, it's getting about that time. I was worried about food. So then eventually that fades. About week two, that kind of goes away. You get to where you're not as hungry anymore. And that leads me to number three thing, is what you notice is that your stomach actually shrinks. What used to would fill you up now is half that size. You know, a full plate of food is an obstacle now because your stomach has shrank so much. Now, you can kind of avoid this a little bit by drinking a tremendous amount of water at a certain amount of time, but you kind of want to do that. I drink about 6 to 8 bottles of liquid a day, seeing that it could be Diet Coke or Diet Dr. Pepper or whatever's available. But I try to drink mostly water. Now, I will have a diet drink just to change up the flavor every once in a while, but I kind of got to be careful and make sure it's kind of close to my breaking my fast time, because I will start craving sweets because of the aspartame or sucralose, which 90% of the time it's aspartame, which I'm actually trying to get off of, but it's really hard. Anyways, number four thing that I've noticed while fasting is my energy level is insane. Now, it's not as high as it used to be when I first started doing fasting, because I've been addicted to caffeine for so long, and caffeine is actually a drug. So I've been addicted to caffeine for a while, so I still have to have my caffeine. I still notice that if I don't take in caffeine, it's crazy. It's crazy how addicted to caffeine I am. I still have draggy days or whatever, you know. But it's, my energy level is way higher when I'm in a fasted state. Okay, so number five thing I've noticed since fasting and doing the Warrior Diet is extreme weight loss. I'm now, my 38s are actually, I could probably fit in a 34 right now. And this is only 7 to 8 weeks in, guys. And this is what's crazy. I have not exercised since I took this new promotion. So we're 8 weeks in. I haven't worked out, which that can be due to some muscle loss too. I've lost over 20 pounds in 8 weeks. So that's actually a little over 2 pounds a week, which is actually unhealthy weight loss. But I'm drinking plenty of water. I'm being safe about it. And I tried to actually slow it down by eating more junkier food. But it's not helping. I'm still losing weight. And the last time I did this, I actually got down to 165. When I was trying to go into the Marines, I was running 6 to 8 miles a day and doing fasting at the same time. So one of the things that I've done to slow it down is when I break my fast, guys, I eat like complete crap. I'm talking bags of chips, I'm not talking about a small dollar size bag. I'm talking about a full $3 bag of chips. I've used that to break my fast. I'll eat two or three things of pop, not boxes, but I'll eat two or three servings of Pop-Tarts. You know, whatever my wife cooks for dinner, had it be pulled pork or, I mean, just eating anything I can to get my, man, these people turn so slow, my gosh. I mean, they literally completely stop and it's a one lane. Anyways, so I'll try to eat as much as possible, but given at first it wasn't as extreme weight loss as it is now, because my stomach has shrunk so much that I eat about half of what I used to, and I'm so full I can't fit anything else, and I don't want anything else. So, and that would probably conclude what I've seen on fasting so far, which I've done it before, so nothing's new. I knew what to expect. Weight loss is a little bit more extreme this time because my weight was higher this time. I'm not trying to get down to 165. That's not my goal at all. Actually, my goal is to be about 185 to 190 pounds. It looks like I'm actually suffering from a small case of gyno, and I think that would probably be from my teen years. So I actually do plan on getting the surgery next year. It's about $5,500, so I do plan on making that happen. Just for not only self-confidence reasons, but to actually feel comfortable in my skin. Because it actually makes me feel very self-conscious sometimes. And I'm trying to be open with y'all, but that's honest to God truth. But I have very high testosterone naturally, because I'm able to pack on muscle and stay. I mean, 255 at 20% body fat is not bad at all. Now, given now I'm about 220 and I'm probably around 15% now. Given when I was 165, I was about 8%, 10, maybe probably about 10%, because, you know, your body just was like, okay, I got nothing else left. Given I was very scrawny, I did not look good. I looked very sickly. I'm not planning on doing that again. I'd like to be a healthy 195, 190, just stocky mass. That's what I'm after. So, but I'm actually going to have to find a routine to where I can work out, and it's very tough. Because I'm actually on my way home right now, and I won't even get back home until to my house until 7:30. So, finding it, it's very difficult to find a time to where I can work out. I do get an hour lunch, and there is a gym about 10 minutes from my store. But driving there takes 10 to 12 minutes, and then I'd have to get out, get ready, work out for 30 minutes, drive 10, 15 minutes back. I don't even have time to shower. I mean, it's just really tough trying to find time. Given that I do work 12 hours a day. Now, when I was working 7.5, 8-hour schedules, I worked out every day, at least an hour and a half a day. No questions asked, no problem, had plenty of energy. And now I'm finding a struggle to find that time. So I'm doing everything I can. Eventually, I'm probably just going to build an at-home gym. With my promotion, I'm making quite a bit more money, so I can probably afford that. And plus, it'll save me $50 a month. But so, just giving an update on where I am in life right now. It's raining, in case y'all are hearing that, hitting the windshield. But it's just crazy how, you know, I used to actually be one of the people to talk crap about people. If you're working this amount of hours, whatever, you know, you should make time. And now it's like, you know, I'm seeing the window of, it's like, instead of looking outside, looking in, I'm looking from the inside, looking out. And I'm like, wow, you know, I'm working this many hours. I absolutely do not have the energy level. And I've heard people say, you know, you've got the energy to move, right? Well, like Joe Rogan is one of those, you know, that I was listening to a podcast and he said, we've got the energy to walk, right? But then you have the energy to work out. But it's also, I have a 7-month, I almost said newborn. That's crazy how fast she's growing up. I have an 8-month-old. Should be 8 months this month. And I have a wife, and we're both very young, and we both, you know, desire to have time together. And it's just, it's hard for me to say, I'm going to spend an hour and a half at the gym, and you only get 30 minutes. You know, that's not fair to her, and we have a marriage that we have to cater for. So we just, I'm going to try to find a rhythm somewhere. It'll probably be whenever I get a home gym, so that'll probably be most likely when that will happen. But, so, you know, like I said, in fasting, you want to start with about 16 to 8 is like the perfect remedy. That's the perfect fasting. The only reason I don't break my fast after 16 hours is because I crash and I'll still be at work for another 3 hours. And I can't do that. Actually, it'd be about 2 o'clock because I work till about 5 or 6. It just depends on how the work is. So in fasting, you just, you know, I break my fast with complete crap. But I'm only eating one time a day. I'm taking in, when I break my fast, I'm taking in about 1,000 calories. And then when I get home, I'm taking in between 500 to 800, maybe another 1,000. But my maintenance is about 2,400. So I'm 300 to 400 calories in the negative every day. Now, it's calories in versus calories out. I've always said that. This makes it easier for me, and I can still eat complete junk and lose weight. Now, I still have carb bloat, and I still look puffy, and if I started eating a little bit cleaner, I would probably look harder, but it's just tougher for me to eat cleaner and try to get enough calories because I start feeling like crap when I don't get enough calories, no matter what it is. I probably do need to start eating better because it probably helped my energy and start eating more greens again. But anyway, so that's just something that I've been doing. You know, I really appreciate you guys listening. I was trying to make it actually a pretty long podcast. It turned out to be 15 minutes. That's pretty nice. But, you know, I really appreciate you guys listening. If you'll just favorite it, I really appreciate that. I like to know there's people out there that are listening. And if you have any questions, you know, or want to hear a topic from me, I've been in the fitness industry for, you know, since I was in high school. I've been studying on everything and reading articles and making sure it's from reputable websites and try to stay up on all the new technology and all the new things that they're doing with muscle advancement and things of that sort. So I really appreciate you guys. Y'all just give me a holler and take it easy.